In the Caribbean Sea, Hurricane Matthew has made landfall in Haiti with maximum sustained winds of up to 145 miles per hour. It's also bringing heavy rain, perhaps up to 25 inches in some places. Matthew is also affecting Jamaica and Cuba and is now expected to head north over the next several days and impact the east coast of the U.S. Today, the National Hurricane Center issued a hurricane watch for much of Florida's Atlantic coast. For more, we're joined by Dr. Greg Postel, a hurricane and storm specialist from the Weather Channel. Can you first give us just the latest?
Yes, the Hurricane Matthew now is moving back over water after making an initial landfall in the western tip of Haiti, and probably weakened a little bit as it did, but should regain some strength as it moves northward through the Bahamas during the day tomorrow and Thursday on a path that brings it eventually much closer to the United States than perhaps some thought a couple of days ago.
Well, and I want to ask about that in a few minutes, but first of all, what's happening right now? We've heard the word catastrophic thrown around as the potential impact on Haiti. What are your concerns?
Heavy rainfall, mudslides, flash flooding, the like that comes with that, and of course the destructive winds where the very core of Matthew went over. Winds over 100 miles per hour were almost certainly felt in a small area within about 20 or 30 miles from the center where it came ashore. But outside of that, the winds rapidly decreased, but what we really were concerned about more so than anything else was the widespread flooding. And, you know, Haiti's undergone significant deforestation, so rain falling on top of the mountain didn't have much in its way. It just flowed down and brought, unfortunately, probably mudslides and maybe led to some of that catastrophic destruction that was anticipated.
And what do you anticipate when it comes to impacts on Jamaica and Cuba?
Impacts in Jamaica, relatively minor. Matthew took a turn a little bit away from Jamaica in the last couple of days, so they all only experienced the periphery of Matthew with winds really not so strong, 20 to 30 plus miles per hour, and not a whole lot of rain either. The eastern tip of Cuba, however, later on today, may get a very close encounter with the core of Matthew, which would bring those hurricane conditions and the heavy rain, but only for a brief moment, because by later on this afternoon and tonight, it should come back over the water again if it does make landfall over Cuba and move through the Bahamas tomorrow. That's the next step.
And by the way, the National Hurricane Center says this is the first Category 4 hurricane to make landfall in Haiti since Hurricane Cleo back in 1964. So it's been some time since they've had a hurricane of this magnitude.
Yeah, it's been some time, but, you know, these hurricanes kind of move in time in their own way and develop in certain places, certain years, and sometimes people just get lucky. And unfortunately, this is one of those times where Haiti was not so lucky.
So what do you expect will happen once the storm makes its way further to the north and possibly impacts the United States?
I think we're going to see impacts in the United States regardless now of what happens to future forecasts that come in. I really think we need to start thinking about what to do if a hurricane, a major hurricane potentially, makes landfall anywhere from, say, Florida, South Florida, all the way up through the Carolinas, at least. Beyond that, it's a little bit more uncertain. But the expected track will likely take the center of Matthew pretty close to Florida on Friday, coming in late Thursday night and Friday. We think that the center will be moving far enough offshore to keep the hurricane force winds offshore, but we'll see destructive waves and coastal flooding and beach erosion regardless. But that's the expected track. There is still some wiggle room left in the forecast. If this were to move closer, then those bets are off, and we have a much worse situation weather-wise, which would bring damaging winds onshore. That's for Florida. But downstream, there is seem to be some confidence that it will get even closer to the coast, the center of Matthew will, than it does in Florida. There is a good chance, I think, that it gets very close, if not makes landfall, in northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina over the weekend. If you live in places from Charleston on up all the way through Cape Hatteras, might as well go ahead and prepare, as I said earlier, for a landfall. In case it doesn't happen, that's great news. It's a win-win. But if it does make landfall, you want to be prepared because it could be a 100-plus mile-per-hour hurricane moving in that area. And if it does make landfall, then we have a whole other set of problems, including storm surge, which is one of the greatest killers of landfalling hurricanes, and, of course, the damaging winds to go along with that.
And we've still got how much time left in the hurricane season?
Well, technically, the hurricane season ends November 30th, but really the bulk of it where you can expect this kind of weather really should begin. The odds of a hurricane like this in the Western Atlantic or Caribbean Sea go way down as we head from about the middle of October onward. So hopefully this is hurricane season's last gasp. No guarantees, but let's hope. Statistics in the past suggest that it just might be.
That's Dr. Greg Postel, a hurricane and storm specialist with the Weather Channel. Dr. Postel, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.